Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, thank you everybody for coming. So I'm Teresa Utchlander from the Alma Village Association, and I have with me James Sihaki, our interim executive director. So to reiterate what Joel said, thank you everybody for coming, and thank you to Judy for everything they're doing on Hurdle. We've had to get really creative this year, and it's been exciting on Alma to see what we're doing, and I can't wait for you to hear what they're doing on Hurdle. It's a really fantastic idea. But it is so important that we continue to support the local businesses this year more than ever. And it's not just coming to the stores, because I understand if people are concerned about that, but you can shop our websites and you can buy gift certificates. And in order for us to still have the Elmwood Village and the Hurdle Avenue that you like to spend the day with your friends going around to lunch and shopping, you've got to support the businesses now. You can buy a gift certificate to a salon, you can buy gift certificates to restaurants. You will be able to come out on Elmwood and on Hurdle and shop again and make a day of it, but you've got to do the work now in order for that to happen. If you want to come to Elmwood and hang out, please support the businesses, buy gift certificates. We have a lot of websites. People think that small businesses don't have websites, but in fact we do. So just, you can go to the Alma Village Association website. There's links to the small business websites there, and you know, everybody's got their favorite stores on Alma. So go check them out and see if they've got a website. Continue to shop on the website no matter what happens with the numbers and for what, so that it's just really important to please continue to shop and support the small businesses. And like Joel said, most of the businesses here, we support the local artists as well. So we're not just getting a bunch of stuff from China and shipping it out the door. So you're supporting a small business, small entrepreneurs, and you're also supporting small local artists. So what we're doing in the Elmwood Village is we've got a Santa on Elmwood this year. So behind me is our selfie station, which was handmade by local artist Lumpy Buttons, who's located here within Thin Ice. And so on Saturday, what we're going to do for Small Business Saturday tomorrow is Santa is actually going to be in this window here. And so you can bring your kids and you can drop off your letter to Santa, because Christmas isn't canceled and kids don't know what's going on. And since you can't really go to the malls right now and see Santa, this is our way of bringing Santa to you. And so you can see Santa on Saturday, you can bring your letters to Santa, and then you can purchase a personalized video from Santa. So it's gonna come from Santa at elmwoodvillage.org. You can go on the elmwoodvillage.org website and you can sign up, or we can talk to you about it on Small Business Saturday. But this is our way of bringing Santa to you. So come tomorrow with the kids, bring your letters, wave to Santa through the window, socially distance. You can get take a selfie at the Santa selfie station. And by doing that, you're entered to win a gift card for Thin Ice, Lumpy Buttons, and Put a Plant on It, the new store that's located next door. So we're thinking of creative ways to get you out to Elmwood and to make sure everybody knows that Christmas isn't canceled. Bring the kids out. So sign up for a video from Santa. Come see Santa. The selfie station is for adults and kids. So we hope to see everybody on Small Business Saturday. And beyond that, please just keep shopping our websites and buying gift certificates. It really makes a huge difference. So with that, I'm going to introduce Judy, because I can't wait for you to hear about all the things that they've got planned on Hurdle.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Therese. Thanks, Joel, for inviting us here today. Hurdle is just like Elmwood. It's a small community. We need everybody to shop local, shop small. As Joel stated, Hurdle Business Association is trying to help out our small businesses as best as we can, and we are selling a pennant. And you can get the pennant on our website, which is info@hurdle-av.com. It's $25. Each businesses will be listed of who is participating. If you spend over $20 at their business, you get a small pin that to put on your pennant. So that way you shop local, you shop small, and it helps everybody in the community out. It's just like our North Buffalo in the spring, as Joel said, when everybody shut down, we also did a campaign for North Buffalo Strong. where everybody in the community bought signs and had them out. So again, we are trying to help the businesses, just like everybody needs to come in, purchase, buy, shop small again. I will show you just a tiny picture. I know it's very hard to see on my phone, but this is what the pennants will look like. This is what's on our website. You can get them there. And again, as Therese said, we encourage you guys. They all small businesses do have websites. Shop, you can shop at. If you're not comfortable going in, call the store. They'll drop them off to you outside. They'll come to the curb. They'll do anything that is easy for you guys, as long as you shop their small businesses. And just please come out. Hurdle Avenue is also having their Hurdle Holiday Walk. Little different this year because of social distancing and that. Each businesses will only allow so many people in their stores, but Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in their sleigh going up and down Hurdle Avenue both Friday night, December 4th, and Saturday, December 5th. So come on out. You can at least see Santa and Mrs. Claus from afar. Enjoy the music. We will have our tree lit on Hurdle for that Joel will be lighting. So everybody, please, just come out and support our local small businesses. Thank you.
I have a question. On the website,
do you have a small store? Yes, on the website will be the stores that all participate for the buttons.
Just a couple things that I wanted to add in closing. First, if you want to talk to Judy after this, Judy will text you or email you the link which shows the image of all the pennants and the stores that are participating on Hurdle Avenue. The other thing I'd like to mention is we all know that there's restrictions right now. Currently, retail is open for tomorrow. I understand some people still don't want to go out and leave the house or might not want to go into a store. As Judy and Therese were saying, a lot of businesses have websites. If they don't have a website, you can call the business. They will deliver your present or your purchase right to the curb. You can also purchase gift cards. So there's many ways to support local, both in the store and several other ways. So with that, I just want to thank everyone, and we are all available for questions if people have questions.
So you're wondering
what
the business owners are doing. So the question was what the business owners are doing if we're waiting for the shoe to drop, if we're going to go into the red zone. I mean, honestly, we've been through this before in the summer, and so we already had a warm-up period. And so anybody that didn't have a website before, they have it now. And for those of us that have, we've just fine-tuned it. And so, you know, like Joel said, you can call, we'll run a present out to you. Like, we'll leave it outside the store, we'll take it to your curb. We're happy to do anything we can to accommodate the customer so that you can still be supporting our businesses. Not just for the fact of, like, for me personally, for Thin Ice, I love my artists. So it's not just that I want you to support my business, I love my artists. I want them to continue to be supported. And if that means that I have to run out to your car in a rainstorm, then I'll do that. I don't care. But so, in terms of we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, it's on the horizon for sure, but we've all been, one would hope, we've all been preparing for it. We're working on our websites around the clock. We're getting up earlier. We're staying later. We're doing what we have to do because we have no other choice. I mean, but we're small business owners. We always do what we have to do. We wear all the hats anyway. So now we're web editors. That's okay. We'll just do that. Any other questions about?
Talk about how important this month is coming up, December, for the overall picture.
December is very important for businesses. It is very important, just largely because January and February are so slow. And so what typically happens is you'll make a lot of money in December, and that kind of carries you through. And so certainly if we don't have that, you don't have that little buffer zone. And on top of that, we were closed for so long. And so, you know, we're bookended by lower sales, which of course is going to impact our bottom lines. But if people are continuing to shop on the website and that carries through, so don't just do December. I mean, a lot of people I think are celebrating holidays later, just because that's when they can get together with family, or, you know, they're just being more mindful of distancing. So just continue supporting the businesses. And as long as everybody does a little bit through and spreads it out, then, you know, potentially we'll be okay. But it's just important to don't just go to Amazon. Don't just go to Target. If you want, these stores to be here, be it the bike store, the shoe store, any of the salons, and especially the restaurants, you've got to buy the gift certificates now, you've got to shop the websites now, so that when we're on the other side of this, and there is going to be another side, you can still come and shop and enjoy your day on Elmwood or enjoy your day on Hurdle.
Do you know of some local businesses that have had to close down? Not just restaurants, but like storefronts and things of that nature. Can you share maybe a story of one of them? I don't know if you know anybody.
None. On Elmwood Avenue, only one store closed at the very beginning, and that was a personal care place, and so that makes sense because you really can't get takeout, you can't get to go tans, but other than that, no, I don't know of a single store in Elmwood that's closed because of the pandemic, which is a testament to how much we're willing to fight for our businesses, for our customers, and for our artists. So I don't have a single story of a business on Elmwood that closed because of the pandemic, and I hope that holds true at the end of this as well, but that relies on everybody out there. Mm-hmm. So the stores are all. So the stores are all very different sizes, and so there is a maximum limit to the difference to the stores, and most of the businesses have figured out. And you have to bear in mind, it's not just what we're legally allowed to do. We don't want to get sick either. I don't want to have 100 people in my store so that I and my team get sick. That doesn't benefit anyone. So we're very mindful of it as well for your health and ours. But so a lot of the businesses are going to be putting tents up outside. So if there is inclement weather, then the guests, especially from the suburbs, you can stay outside underneath the tent so you're protected. We're cleaning a lot. All of the businesses have put a lot of systems in place to be cleaning everything because there again, we can't afford to get sick either, and we are the ones that are more at risk with the revolving door of people. So we're mindful of the limits of people that can come in the store. A lot of the businesses are going to have tents outside to protect against inclement weather. And then other than that, the businesses are doing what they can do just to keep it going. So Small Business Saturday, the beauty of these small stores, the small businesses, is it's very unique. It's very fun items, and you want to peruse. This is maybe not the year for that. Peruse the website. So this is a go in. Maybe you've looked on the website ahead of time and you know what you want. Get what you need. We're running 2 registers at Thin Ice. Other businesses have definitely figured out systems to just be more efficient so that people that are coming from the suburbs, you park, you go in, you get what you need, you get in and you leave. And then maybe you shop on the website after. But so we are trying to just keep it flowing. And I wish we could be offering hot cocoa outside, but this isn't the year for that. But so we're just gonna try and keep it flowing, set up tents, keep the customers safe and comfortable, and also in and out. You mean at Target?
No. I mean, just shopping at Elmwood, for say, a Hurdle.
Yeah.
People tend to think that the boutiques are pricier than the big box stores, and they're not.
So the comment is that the perception is that in the boutique stores, such as these and on Hurdle, the prices are higher, and is that true, and you know, is the value there? And I don't think that's true, and I think that's your point, is you're getting quality. You're shopping Elmwood, you're shopping Hurdle, you're supporting a small business, so you certainly have the feel-good aspect of that, but also you're getting quality. So if you want to buy all your presents at Target, you will then have to repurchase them all the next year because they will probably break. So you're purchasing quality, and you really can get all of the gifts that you need for the holiday season on Elmwood or on Hurdle. We've got a toy store, we've got bike shops, we've got salons, we've got shoe stores, we've got clothing stores, we've got gift stores that feature local local artists. We've got a craft store if you want to get a craft kit to buy, all the kids can learn how to tie-dye and make a mess of the house during quarantine. We've got options for everybody on Hurdle and on Elmwood, and you're purchasing quality, and you're purchasing gifts that mean a lot more. They're not mass-produced in China where everybody and their brother has the same thing and it's going to break. You are actually purchasing quality from an actual human being, most of the time whom you can actually meet. So when you're in the stores on Elmwood, and perhaps it holds true for Hurdle as well, the artists are there either hanging out because they like Elmwood too because it's pretty fun, or because they're dropping off an order of, you know, pottery, jewelry, what have you. But so definitely you can come, but make a day of it. Just spread it out and go to all the different little shops on Elmwood, and I think you'll be surprised at how much you can find. Blankets, socks, clothes, shoes, everything you can find, except for maybe a vacuum cleaner, you can get on Elmwood.
Thank you.
anything. Toys. Yep, toys. There's Treehouse. The Treehouse Toy Store is on Elmwood. So you can get toys. You can get coffee. You know, you can get gift certificates. You can get gift certificates for all the different salons and get something different done at all the different salons. There's a lot of buses. There's a lot of home goods stores. You can get a lot of home goods, things like that. You know, with the exception of linens, but frankly, I don't know who gets linens for Christmas. You can get it on Elmwood, and it's quality, and it's supporting a local business, and it's supporting local artists, so it's a lot more meaningful. And it's fun. Yes. And it's fun. You can... It is normally more bustling this time of the morning, but on Friday, actually usually, and I don't know if this is true this year, but usually people go to the doorbuster sales. So they'll go to Best Buy, they'll go to the mall, they'll go to Target, they'll go to all those stores. And then they usually come to Elmwood later on in the day on Black Friday. And then on Saturday, it's as soon as the doors open, we're busy throughout the entire course of the day. I don't know if people are doing that this year. I mean, people, you don't come to Elmwood for the doorbuster sales. You come to Elmwood because you're supporting a local business. And if you want to have fun places to shop, they have to stay open some way, and that's by you guys supporting us. So it's a little bit slower right now than it would normally be, but Black Friday's never, they're camping out in parking lots. I don't know what they're doing. Any other questions?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.